Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. Think on These Things is sponsored by the StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to sharing information concerning how the impact of our culture influences our thinking and the necessity of a good healthcare plan. Stars Gazette Think on These Things has no Adobe. The goal of Stars Gazette Think on These Things is to stay in a state of preparation. We examine the causes and the effects, the stimuluses and the response, and how they affect our instinct. On this podcast, we will be discussing the benefits of the Affordable Care Act, also known as the Obamacare Act. Understanding the Affordable Care Act is a daunting task. It is very challenging to share all of the information and statistics that is included in it. This is at best an introduction to some of its benefits and elucidating some of the terms. With this, we're going to try and simplify this so that we can get an understanding of how to utilize the healthcare benefit of Obamacare. Former President Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle Obama, worked hard to put together for every citizen and their family this health protection plan. The main objective of the Affordable Care Act is to ensure that every American can afford a health insurance plan that has the essential benefits for caring for. This allowed families whose income put them at the lower middle class or poverty level to be able to afford their health insurance premium. This is done in the form of issued tax credits. All U.S. citizens and legal residents are required to have qualifying health coverage insurance provided by either employers that satisfy the universal health insurance mandate. Individuals who lose or choose not to purchase qualifying coverage must pay a tax penalty here. This is called the individual mandate. Of course, there are a few exceptions that we don't want to go into here now. Each citizen should have minimum essential coverage, which means coverage from any of the following government-sponsored programs like Medicare, Medicaid, the CHIP, and TRICARE. Also, COBRA is included into that. Health plans offered in the individual and small group markets must be qualified according to Affordable Care Act standards. Qualified health plans, also known as QHPs, Medicaid state plans, and insurance policies in the health insurance exchange must cover or offer the following essential health benefits. Each citizen should have essential health benefits. Health plans offered in the individual and small group markets must be qualified according to the ACA standards. Qualified health plans, Medicaid state plans, and insurance policies and health insurance exchanges must cover or offer the following essential benefits: ambulatory, patient services, emergency services, hospitalization, maternity and newborn care, mental health, and mental health and substance use disorder services must be treated with parity. Deductibles, co-payments, and co-insurance must not differ from patients with physical conditions. Prescription drugs, rehabilitative services and devices, laboratory services, preventive and wellness services, and chronic disease management, pediatric services, including oral and vision care. Qualified health plans are insurance plans sold on the health insurance exchange and are the only plans that provide premium tax credits and cost-sharing reductions for eligible individuals. Plans are only sold on the exchange. Here we have covered minimum health benefits, essential health benefits, and quality health plans. So what more do we need to know? On our next podcast, we will discuss the eligibility, the health exchange, insurance marketplaces, and Navigator. So here we must depart, and until we meet again, please visit starsgazette.com and email us if you have any questions at starsgazette.com at gmail.com. So long, until we meet again.